Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we're going to be learning the halachas of the davening on Shabbos. This is part two. We're looking at Simon Ayin Vav, the 76th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Our last topic, our last section, when we did part one, we dealt with Maariv on Shabbos, Kiddush and Shul, and Shabbos morning davening. Today we're going to take a brief look at Shabbos Mincha and mistakes made in the Amidah. Let's start at the top. Shabbos Mincha. We know the structure of Shabbos Mincha is as follows. It goes Ashrei Yovel Letzion, which is the beginning of the Mincha. Then there's a half Kaddish, a Chatzi Kaddish. We say a pasuk v'anisul asilach Hashem eis ratzon elokim aruch astecha aneni be'emes yishecha. We say that every Shabbos Mincha. We relay in the Torah, which is usually the first aliyah of the next parsha divided into three aliyahs. We then do another chatzi kaddish or half kaddish falling into the Shabbos Amidah. Then the chazara sashatz, repetition of the Shulchan Esrei, followed by a paragraph called Tidkos Chatzedek La'olam, where we ratify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice in this world, followed by a full Kaddish, Aleinu, and the Kaddish Yassam at the very end. Let's jump straight into some basic questions. Why do we say the pasuk of Vani Sefirosi L'cha Hashem Eitz Ratzon? I am a prayer to you, God, at a time of supplication. Why do we say this? So it reminds me of a time where I once took a taxi, and I was speaking to the taxi driver and was asking about his clientele. And he said, you know, it's funny, I always get these people, I take them to and from work, and they're always looking, you know, in their best, in their suits and their dresses, and they're all looking put together. But then I collect them at 2 o'clock after work from the party, and they're crying, and they're falling apart, and I see what unhappy lives they lead. And that's really what's happening over here, is usually on non-Jewish festivals, non-Jewish weekends, non-Jewish parties, people get drunk, people fall apart. It's they're oismensch. They're not themselves. They're not who their best selves or who they want to be. But comes Shabbos. This is our weekend. It's our weekend party, and we come back to shul and we're coming to hear and learn Torah ideas. We're coming to hear the Torah reading. That means to say is that we value ideas. We're not just a party animal. That's why we say Vani Silasilachashem Esratzan. What about the Yom Tov afternoon on a weekday? So because we don't read the Torah, then we don't see Vani Sirasi, because it isn't as dramatic a demonstration of this idea. What about on a Shabbos, but there's no Torah to be found? So we say, since it was instituted, you still say this pasuk, but you say before the Chatzi Kaddish leading to the Amidah. Why do we say the Tzidkos Chad Tzedek La'olam on Shabbos afternoon, after the Chazara Sashas, after repetition of the mitzvah of the Shmona Esrei? So we say these three psukim, which are about tzedek. Tzedek means righteousness or justice. And this is a mini tzedek adin. Tzedek adin is a ratification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice in this world. That means to say that we're saying that the way Hashem operates this business, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to make this work, is in fact righteous and just. And the reason is because on Shabbos afternoon, three great tzedekim in our history passed away, and they are Yosef, Moshe, and David. And so each of those three psukim is ratifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice about their departure. Do we always say it? The answer is no. On a day when we would not say Tachanun, were it to be a weekday, we would not say it as well. Is it said in the base Avel? So let's say a minyan is made in the house of an Avel on Shabbos afternoon. Sometimes people will do that so they could learn from the Torah three times when it came to, just so they could have the Torah move to the base of Avel. So in that case, you would say it, because if you were to not say it, it would be Avelus Bavares. It would be an express level, a public expression of Avelus on Shabbos. Let's move to our second concept, and that is mistakes made in the Shabbos Amidah. So just worthwhile noting that the Shabbos Amidah is quite unusual. Unlike the weekday Amidah, and unlike Yom Tov, where the Amidah of Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv are the same, when it comes to Shabbos, each of those three Amidahs are actually different. The Nusach of the middle Bracha, Kedushas HaYom, the sanctification of the day, is slightly different. So on Shabbos, and these relate to three different Shabboses in history. So the Shabbos on Friday night is relating to the Shabbos of Bereshis. That was when the world was created. And that's why the paragraph from the Torah, which is included, is Vayechul HaShemayim Va'aretz, which is from Bereshis at the beginning. Then there's Shabbos Matan Torah, which is about the time when the Torah was given to the nation of Israel. And that's why we quote the paragraph in Parshas Kisiso, which is when the Torah was given, Shomru B'nai Yisrael Shabbos, where Shabbos was ratified at that point in time. And then finally, there's the Shabbos La'asilava, the Shabbos that will come when Mashiach will come, which is why we don't quote Psukim, we quote Atayachav Shimchayachav Mikamcha Yisoba Goyachav Ba'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be sanctified, unified, and we're going to be unify you in this world. So a few basic questions. Why does the Nusach change the end of each of these barachas of Kiddush HaZion? The last paragraph, Elokeinu Elokei Aseinu, Retzeiv Ibn Chasein Hashem, want our rest, is almost identical except for one thing. At night it goes, V'yanuchu va Yisrael Mekad Sheshmecha, and the day it's V'yanuchu va Yisrael Mekad Sheshmecha, and the Shabbos afternoon it's V'yanuchu vam. So it goes from, let us rest on her on Shabbos, then in the day it's let us rest in him on Shabbos, and then let us rest in them on Shabbos. Why? Does this? Why is there a change in the Nusach? So, one of the reasons is that Shabbos itself is both a female and male entity. On the one hand, it receives energy from us, meaning the degree that we put into our Shabbos, we prepare for our Shabbos. It takes the feminine form. It receives that energy from us, how much we put into it. In the day, it projects energy back to us. And then together, the combination of both the male and female is and the Shabbos afternoon as well. So those are both expressed in the Shmoneh Esrei, and that slight change in one of those pronouns, which shifts from the Shabbos night to morning to afternoon. Now, what happens if I mistakenly started a bracha of the weekday Amidah instead of my Shabbos or Yom Tov Amidah? So this happens very often on a Shabbos night, on a Friday night, where people are just like literally have just got off the train, just got back from work, and it's been a really hectic week, and they're davening the Amidah. They're not really in the zone yet, and they start davening, and they start saying Atah Chonenu Adam Das, which is the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. So in that case, you would finish the bracha that you're in of the Shmoneh Esrei of the weekday, and then from there start the Kiddush HaZion bracha of Shabbos. Why do you finish that bracha? Why is that bracha? It shouldn't be stopped right in the middle. The answer is because technically speaking, the Chol Amidah, the weekday Amidah, could suffice to be done on a Shabbos. The reason it isn't is because we refrain from asking bakashas, requests on Shabbos, and also because Chazal, when they instituted it, want to reduce the tircha and the length of the Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos as well. But technically speaking, it does work, which is why you would finish that bracha and then pivot to the Shabbos bracha as well. Now, what if all I did was say the word Atah, you, of Atah Chonenu, you're the one who grants knowledge? So it depends. If it's at Minchol Mariv, where the bracha of Shabbos starts with the word Atah as well, so for instance at Mariv it is Atah Kidashta, and in the Shabbos afternoon it's Atah Echad, then you don't finish the bracha, you say Atah, and you pivot to Kidashta or Echad. On Shabbos morning, where the words begin with Yismach Moshe, which is not Atah, so then in that case, it is like you start the bracha and you have to finish Atah Chonein. Unless you really thought it was Shabbos and you just sort of mixed up saying Atah because you're thinking of Atah Kiddush or Atah Echad or Shabbos of night or Shabbos afternoon, then really technically you would be able to just go straight into Yismach Moshe and not have to finish Atah Chonein. What if the weekday Amidah, I said the weekday Amidah, and I was so completely on cruise control that I only realized when I reached the last three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. So I already went through basically the entire Shmoneh Esrei without saying Shabbos. So at that point in time, let's say in the middle of the Moedim, you'd stop mid-bracha, say the Shabbos bracha that you're missing or that the period on Shabbos, and then continue from there. What happens if I already finished the entire Amidah, did an entire Chol Amidah completely without any mention of Shabbos, then unfortunately in that case, you'd have to start again because you did not mention Shabbos. What happens if I mistakenly said Chol, a weekday Amidah Mabracha, in Musaf? Right? You have to be really on an incredible amount of cruise control or indifference to what's going on around you to get to that point. But let's say that you did. Right? So you start your Musaf Amidah and you say Atah or Atah Chonein. In that case, you stop mid-bracha and you pivot to Musaf, because the reason is because on a Musaf cannot be a weekday Shmoneh Esrei at all. So there's no value in finishing that bracha at all. What else should one do? What should one do if one started the weekday Amidah on Shabbos? So is there anything else that one needs to do? The Kisser points out, quoting Kabbalistic sources, that it is a bad sign, a bad omen for the week if one starts a Shabbos with a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. One should do a Cheshbon HaNefesh, one should do Teshuvah in order to avoid the negative consequences that might affect them that week. What happens if I mistakenly started one Shabbos Amidah with another Amidah on that same Shabbos? So let's say, for instance, on Friday night, I started the Yismach Moshe of Shabbos day. So I'm not mixing up weekday and Shabbos, I'm mixing up one Shabbos Amidah with another Amidah. In that case, I'm stop in the middle of the bracha and start from the beginning with the correct bracha and continue from there as well. What happens if I already finished Amida? So in that case, I don't have to go back and repeat it because the ending is really the main part, which is the Kedavala Kevasin, which is almost identical in all those three brachos, and one said it correctly of Mekadesh Shabbos. Is this true for every Amida on Shabbos? The answer is not really. For Musaf, is different. Musaf is a completely separate thing, so therefore if one did a if one mixed up Shachris and Musaf, one would have to go back, and one was not Yotzei even B'diavad. And finally, last question is, what if it's on Yom Tov, and instead of concluding the bracha Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, Hashem sanctifies Israel and the times, I said Mekadesh Shabbos, I ended like a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. In that case, if it's after Kedei Dibor, if it's after 3 seconds, and one can't immediately correct it, then one is not Yotzei, what we need to start the entire bracha once again. This is a basic overview of some of the halachas that relate to davening on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Have a wonderful meaning.